town with mules to make them turn right or turn left?
Well, G and Hall, yeah.
And what about to make them start up?
Might tell them to get up.
And would you say anything different if you're, say, going in a wagon and you're already moving, you want them to go faster, would you say anything?
No, I don't know anything you could say to make them go faster. I really don't.
And to make them stop?
Whoa.
What about if you're trying to make them back up?
Well, tell them to back. I never did much to move mule driving, though. Done a lot of horseback riding. Did I tell you that I'd ridden 50 miles as many a day?
No, you didn't say.
Oh, gosh, I had a nice halt. He'd almost look like he was kin to man of war.
Really?
I was riding 50 miles in these long days, and about 8 o'clock that evening, he looked just as fresh as chucks. That's when I used to herd cattle. We'll quit that. They pulled something last night on Man of War and this picture mash, and I didn't quite follow it, but I missed it. I wished I could have heard that, though, but they made a long spiel on it. If you read the book Mash, you said,
no,
well, the book is better than the picture. No, I haven't read the book, but my wife read it. We watched it last night. You know, it's the doctors over in Korea, you know, in the army outfit and all. All right, beg your pardon, go ahead. But they pulled something about Man of War. Go ahead, though, beg your pardon.
Okay, if you... in the days when you went by horse, if you wanted to get the horse ready to go someplace, you'd say, I have to go out and do what?
Hitch him up.
And what is it that you hold to guide him?
The reins.
Now, would you say reins if you're going in a buggy or a wagon?
Well, if you have it, no. All I would know is reins in the buggy and... I didn't ride in any wagons now, if you'll excuse me, but it seemed like they do use something for, well, when they plow animals, they have the plow lines.
Lines,
yeah, they have the plow lines. But it seemed like there is something they might call a little, if it were a horse in a wagon, but it would be the reins or the bridle lines, one or the other.
And it'd be reins if you're riding horseback?
Well, yes, it'd be on your bridle, it'll all be part of the bridle, yeah. I don't think you'd refer to them as reins because it's a bridle. Because when we rode horses, you don't pull them one side and the other, bridle in them like that. Just use your horses with one hand. And never, occasionally, I notice ads in the market bulletin. I think they said, I've forgotten how they say it now, but you don't do horses like that when you're riding them.
Yeah. I learned how to ride like that, and then somebody once asked me how I did it. I didn't know how I did it.
Whether you're using it.
I wasn't on the horse when he asked me. If I'd been on the horse, I'd have just done it. But,
well, I guess some of them do like that. I imagine certain types of horses you would have to use like that, certainly. But of course, in our horses, we use them for cattle, and of course, I noticed some fellas the other day, they're showing these ads, the cattle, the man with the cattle, and they're using the... He's using the bridle in the left hand and using the right hand with a rope or something like that. I mean the left hand, but we always left-handed our reins. That's the reins, the bridle reins, and we carried our whip in our right hand. Never use your right hand for... But anyway, that's all right. Beg your pardon. Go ahead.
What about the part of the saddle that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And what type of saddle did you use?
Well, I used a, what we call an old McClendon saddle, a very ordinary saddle with wooden stirrups. That's all I used in my time.
Yeah, is that the kind with the horn?
No, it didn't have a horn, no.
And would it be split down?
Yeah, it'd be split in the middle, yeah. Yeah, it'd be split in the middle, but I never used a saddle with a horn. I think the saddles with the horns were more for roping where they tied...